All right, I think everything is in order, more or less. Yes, it is. All right. Well, I've gotten rid of most of my jokes before the broadcast began, so I have nothing further to say, except that maybe we'll, you know, the one stanza that most of us have actually looked at is the very first one, you know, the secret of fire is hidden in the second letter of the sacred word and so forth. So maybe we'll reserve that for the end to give ourselves a feeling of confidence, although I've suggested four different interpretations for it. So, but when we come to a line like burneth up the whole, we know where we stand. Nothing's left. So I think that'd be a good way to end the class. So we'll work our way backwards towards number one. But in this particular case, this is day three, and we're going to work on this great stanza two, which seems to suggest the entire creative process in the solar system, or in a much larger context. Now, if you can just bear with me for a moment, I have a very low microphone reading, and I will see if there's anything that can be done about it. Okay. Perhaps just take me a moment here. Test. Well, looks like a reasonable reading, so I won't worry about it. I'll let our technical expert adjust. So anyway, we will create the solar system this morning, and maybe the cosmos, if we are fortunate enough. Yes. Okay. And we will merge our consciousness in the state of soul by abstracting from the immediate scene. We have to leave some things behind in our meditation. And what we're leaving behind is preoccupation with our immediate environment. So we begin our pratyahara stage, our withdrawal stage. The breath is steady. And we know that we have the body, but we are not the body. And that we have the emotional and feeling states, but we are not them. And we have the many thoughts and the tendencies of mind, but we're simply dealing with the instrument, and we are not that instrument. We are the observer. The detached one. The one who possesses and uses the instrument. We are a subtle being on the higher mental plane, representing the true being of the spirit, the monad. So we drop away from our consciousness all ideas of the concerning the usual forms and we use Rule 5. Let the group perceive the triad shining forth. Dimming the light of the soul and blotting out the light of form. The macrocosmic whole is all there is. Let the group perceive that whole. And then no longer use the thought, my soul and thine. So we try to perceive the unity in which we are all immersed, we have our individual center, as it were, but this center is a part of something much more substantial, much more foundational. This presence, which is everywhere, of which we are all a part. This sense of being. Just tune in on your being within the one being. It is the one thing that is the same in all who exist. It's the one thing we share with every evident form of life. And we are with the masters of the hierarchy. We are with them in the presence. We are with them in the sense of being together. Being together. And we can never leave, this sense of being. It is forever. And if we are aware of being and presence, we have, in a way, built the Antikarana. It is the fundamental realization. And so as we begin to contemplate this stanza number 2, which is about the creation of a system, whether a solar system, cosmic system, universal system, we want to have the feeling, the sense of being immersed in the one permanent thing, the presence, the being that is always present. We want to have the sense of being an indispensable part of cosmos, a part which cannot be eradicated. You can never get rid of your being. It is the foundational reality within each of us. And it will persist, though forms and energy patterns will not persist. Om said the Mighty One, and sounded forth the word. The sevenfold waves of matter resolve themselves and varied forms appeared. Om, said the Mighty One, and sounded forth the word. The sevenfold waves of matter resolved themselves, and varied forms appeared. Each took its place, each in the sphere ordained. They waited, the forms waited, they waited for the sacred flood to enter and to fill. The builders responded to the sacred sound. The builders responded to the sacred sound in musical collaboration. They attended to the work. In musical collaboration, they attended to the work. They built in many spheres. Beginning with the third, they built in many spheres, beginning with the third. Upon this plane, their work commenced. They built the sheath of Atma and strung it to its primary. They built the sheath of Atma and strung it to its primary. Om, said the Mighty One, let the work proceed. Let the builders of the air continue with the plan. Let the work proceed. Let the builders of the air continue with the plan. The Deva Lord and builders, upon the plane of air, worked with the forms within that sphere, which is reckoned mainly theirs. The Deva Lord and builders upon the plane of air worked with the forms within that sphere, which is reckoned mainly theirs. They wrought for union, each in his group assigned. The molds grew fast beneath their hands. The sacred plane of juncture, the fourth great plane, became the sphere within the greater circle, which marked the goal for man. The sacred plane of juncture, the fourth great plane, became the sphere within the greater circle, which marked the goal for man. Om, said the Mighty One. He breathed forth to the fifth, the plane which is the burning ground, the meeting place for fire. This time a cosmic note is heard, beneath the sound systemic. The fire within, the fire without, meet with the fire ascending. The guardians of the cosmic fire, the devas of phohatic heat, watched o'er the forms that formless stood, waiting a point in time. The guardians of the cosmic fire, the devas of phohatic heat, watched o'er the forms that formless stood, waiting a point in time. The builders of a lesser grade, devas who worked with matter wrought at the forms. They stood in fourfold order. Upon the threefold levels in empty silence stood the forms. Upon the threefold levels in empty silence stood the forms. They vibrated, they responded to the key, yet useless stood and uninhabited. They vibrated. They responded to the key, yet useless stood and uninhabited. Om, said the Mighty One, let the waters too bring forth. The builders of the watery sphere, the denizens of moisture, produced the forms that move within the kingdom of Varuna. Let the waters too bring forth. The builders of the watery sphere, the denizens of moisture, produced the forms that move within the kingdom of Varuna. They grew and multiplied. In constant flux they swayed. Each ebb of cosmic motion increased the endless flow. The ripple of the forms was seen. Each ebb of cosmic motion increased the endless flow. The ripple of the forms was seen. Om, said the Mighty One. Let the builders deal with matter. The molten solidified. The solid forms were built. The crust cooled. The rocks congealed. The builders wrought in tumult to produce the forms of Maya. when the rocky strata were completed, the work stood in completion. The builders of the lowest grade announced the work was finished. Forth from the rocky strata emerged the covering next. Forth from the rocky strata emerged the covering next. The builders of the second agreed the work was done. The first and second on the upward way stood forth in fourfold form. The inner five was somewhat seen by those whose sight was keen. The first and second on the upward way stood forth in fourfold form. The inner five was somewhat seen by those whose sight was keen. Om, said the Mighty One, and gathered in his breath. The spark within the peopling third impelled to further growth. The spark within the peopling third impelled to further growth. The builders of the lowest forms, manipulating densest Maya, merged their production with the forms built by the watery ones. The builders of the lowest forms, manipulating densest Maya, merged their production with the forms built by the watery ones. Matter and water merged, produced the third in time. Ascension thus progressed. The builders worked in union. They called the guardians of the fiery zone. They called the guardians of the fiery zone. Matter and water mixed with fire. The inner spark within the form were blended all together. Matter and water mixed with fire. The inner spark within the form were blended all together. The Mighty One looked down. The forms met his approval. Forth came the cry for further light. Again, he gathered in the sound. He drew to higher levels the feeble spark of light. Another tone was heard. The sound of cosmic fire, hid in the son of Manas, hid in the sons of Manas. Another tone was heard. The sound of cosmic fire, hid in the sons of Manas. They called to their primaries. The lower four, the higher three, and the cosmic fifth met at the great inbreathing. Another sheath was formed. The lower four, the higher three, and the cosmic fifth met at the great in-breathing. Another sheath was formed. And we get the sense that although this creation occurred long ago, that we were in some form participants in this process. This orderly process of sounding and creating, forming and informing, descending and ascending, this process which takes us to the point when the solar angels in union with the cosmic fifth, created another sheath, which gave us our individuality. With this great creative process in mind, this coming of light, love, and power to our solar system and perhaps other greater systems, we will sound together the great invocation. From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Okay, well, that's quite a stanza. And those of you who remember the chart, there is a chart that seems to, in Cosmic Fire, that seems to give us the picture of this stanza. And that chart, do you know what that chart is? It's the chart on the three great outpourings. Now, not every detail is given in this stanza. You know, sometimes millions of years are given in one sentence, in a general way. But I think we will be able to somewhat trace the sacred word, AUM in this case, as it descends through the planes, probably of our solar system, because I think that's probably what we have to work with, although analogously we could go higher, as it descends through our solar system and reascends on the evolutionary spiral, creating everything that we recognize on our planet and also what we're beginning to recognize on other planets. It seems to be a systemic process we're dealing with here, although obviously it has a planetary application, so we have to narrow it down to our planet at some point. And it seems to end with the creation of the causal body, probably of man, to be practical. We'll see. You know, the words are very abstract. He's not spelling anything out. You have to know something in order to know what he's talking about. So we have quite a stanza to deal with here today. You've been through this in the study group, correct? And we'll see if we can make sense out of this. Some of these are quite macrocosmic stanzas. And there are some smaller ones that maybe we can do as well. Now, I'm not being joined by anyone, which gives me the terrible feeling that I pressed the wrong button. So, Anne, if you'd be so kind as to try to tune in and see if you're just waiting, what I will do is, despite Mercury retrograde, try to bring those questing souls back onto the computer without canceling everything I've done. So I think you can go to breakfast this morning, and we'll come back about 20 minutes after 9 or so.